You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here for the Easter weekend mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, of course, here. It's the end of the first week of organized offseason workouts for the Broncos. Much of the team was here all week working out. We heard from some of the players over the course of the week. We also heard from Vance Joseph on Monday, and that's where we start. First question from Pete Jensen, who says, Vance Joseph says he wants more juice from the offense. If he uses the draft to get that, who are some players that can provide that? Well, certainly, you can see why he wants juice. The Broncos were dead last in plays of 20 or more yards last year, so the obvious name, Christian McCaffrey. Everyone knows all about him, coming out of Stanford, Valor Christian here in the Denver area before that, son of Ed McCaffrey, longtime Bronco receiver, current radio analyst. You know, we've talked about him quite a bit. We know what he can do. John Ross out of Washington, if you look for a receiver. Now, maybe he's not a returner like Christian McCaffrey, but he can provide some juice for 2-2-40 time at the combine. Curtis Samuel of Ohio State, he's another guy who could factor in on returns and out of the backfield on offense. Maybe a poor man's Christian McCaffrey, could see him go fairly early in the draft. And a couple of guys I wrote about on DenverBroncos.com in the last week. Ryan Switzer out of North Carolina, very good slot receiver, electric punt returner. And Isaiah McKenzie out of Georgia, guy who can be a running back, receiver. They, you know, they use him on jet and fly sweeps. Outstanding returner. Those are the kind of guys, when you're talking about juice, you're talking about electricity, guys who can go the distance anytime they touch the football. Those are some of the names the Broncos could be considering heading into the draft. Next question from Ethan Stanton. Do you think that Jordan Taylor can take the next step in his development and be the third wide receiver we've been looking for? Certainly. I mean, if you look at the backup wide receivers beyond, of course, the starters in Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, Jordan Taylor was the most productive of them last year, most efficient. Certainly, we saw what he could do going back to training camp even in 2015, but we all remember that acrobatic catch he had in training camp in 2016. It certainly helps his cause that Tyke Tolbert is returning as a receivers coach. A lot is changing on offense, but with Tyke Tolbert back, Jordan Taylor and the other receivers in that group, they're not starting from zero because Tyke Tolbert, he's worked with them, he knows what they can do. Now, the key thing going forward is, what does he do from there, and what happens with the draft? Do the Broncos add a receiver? I think what the Broncos do in the draft may well determine whether Jordan Taylor can make a push to be a number three receiver. If they draft a receiver pretty high, certainly I think they'd expect that guy to be the number three. So there's a lot to be told about what happens, but certainly he showed quite a bit. And if he can expand his work on offense and do a bit more on special teams, there should be a role for Taylor in this offense in 2017. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to join us next week, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. And please use the hashtag AskMace to ask me a question. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.